BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, I'm Jerry Timmins. BBC journalists, technicians and other staff are currently in dispute over a pay claim. A strike has been called for today, so I'm afraid we can't bring you our usual range of coverage on Caribbean Report. It does, however, provide an opportunity to hear a profile of the Prime Minister of Dominica, Eugenia Charles. The programme's introduced by Norman Tozer.
The roll call of the world's women prime ministers is a short one. But most have left their mark on the history of this half of the 20th century, not because they were women, but because of the decisions they took. Mary Eugenia Charles is no exception. Sometimes viewed as the Iron Lady of the Caribbean, she's been Prime Minister of the island Commonwealth of Dominica for 2 5-year terms. Now, in the run-up year to a general election, she looks forward to the possibility of a third. Just turned 70, unmarried, her duties mean fairly constant travel, particularly to the United States and the countries of Europe. So it was the event which gave her international prominence which we discussed first in her office in Government HQ in the capital, Roseau. It was in 1983 when she took the controversial decision, as head of the Organization of East Caribbean States, to ask the United States to intervene militarily in the affairs of Grenada. How difficult a decision was it?